It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. In a few weeks, the Supreme Court is expected to weigh in on the constitutionality of same-sex marriage. We have heard a lot about the debate. This morning, something different. We're taking a look at whether gay marriage laws have health consequences. NPR's Shankar Vedantam, who regularly joins us to talk about interesting social science research, is in the studio with us. Shankar, welcome back.
Hi, David.
Okay, Shankar, when we talk about bans on same-sex marriage, some talk about it as a matter of prejudice, some talk about it as a matter of tradition in their minds. You're focusing on something different here.
That's right, David. I found some really interesting research that looks at what the mental health consequences are of same-sex marriage bans in the many states that have passed these bans.
And we have something like three dozen states with bans in place, right?
That's exactly right. And many of these bans were actually enacted around 2004. And it turns out the timing of those bans has given us a natural experiment. Right before 2004, the National Institutes of Health conducted this massive survey of 30,000 Americans tracking mental health disorders across the country. And then they went back after 2004 and spoke to the very same people over again. I interviewed Mark Hatzenbühler. He's a researcher at Columbia University. He tracked mental disorders among gays and lesbians before and after states passed these bans on same-sex marriage. And he told me that gay people in states that banned same-sex marriage suffered a significant increase in psychiatric disorders.
There was a 37% increase in mood disorders, a 42% increase in alcohol use disorders, and I think really strikingly, a 248% increase in generalized anxiety disorders.
248% increase in anxiety disorders after bans? I mean, that sounds enormous.
To put it in perspective, David, he's saying the number of gays and lesbians in these states who had generalized anxiety disorders more than doubled. I mean, so the specific numbers are they went from 2.7% to 9.4%.
After bans took effect.
Exactly.
But we should hang on a second. I mean, do we know that these changes were directly related to these laws, or there could have been a lot of other things going on?
Yeah, good question. I asked Hatzenbühler that, and he told me that he tracked the mental health of gays and lesbians who lived in states that didn't pass these bans, and he also tracked the mental health of heterosexuals in states that did pass the bans. And he found these other groups did not see similar increases in mental health problems. The increase in psychiatric disorders was experienced only by gays and lesbians and only in states that passed the bans.
This is what scientists call controlling. I mean,
exactly.
Kind of nailing it down to one cause of something.
Precisely.
Okay, on the flip side, Shankar, do we have evidence from states that have approved same-sex marriage?
Yes. So Hatzenbühler conducted one study looking at 1,200 gay men in Massachusetts at a community health center. And he found that after Massachusetts passed a law approving gay marriage, the number of visits to doctors and costs for healthcare went down. And he found that there was a reduction in disorders that were linked to stress. So disorders like hypertension or depression or adjustment disorders.
So it sounds like here we're talking about stress, the common denominator. In states that approve same-sex marriage, there's less stress. In states that have banned same-sex marriage, there is more stress among gays and lesbians.
Yes, and I think that's exactly what Hatzenbühler says. And it's also what gays and lesbians in many states that pass these bans are reporting.
They reported seeing negative media portrayals, anti-gay graffiti. They talked about experiencing a loss of safety and really feeling that these amendments and these policies were really treating them as second-class citizens.
And so does this researcher talk about the Supreme Court decisions that are upcoming and what sorts of effects we might see?
So Hatzenbühler thinks the Supreme Court decisions could have effects on people's mental health. But the truth is, I think, David, we don't know for sure. I mean, if the Supreme Court does uphold the ban on same-sex marriage in many states, I think many gay and lesbian people will see it as an act of prejudice. At the same time, it's also possible that the deliberations of nine people in Washington are going to have very different health effects than the kind of situation where all your friends and neighbors are talking about an issue in a local vote. What's striking about Hatzenbühler's research, I think, is his larger point, which is something we often forget. Social policies really are health policies.
Shankar Vedantam often joins us to talk about social science research. And if you want to learn more about this study, this research, you can go on our website, npr.org. And Shankar, you're on Twitter as well, if people want to find you.
Indeed. I'm happy to talk to people at Hidden Brain.
At Hidden Brain. All right, great. Thanks, Shankar.
Thanks, David.